Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. Happy to be back and a few days on vacation. Some well-deserved vacation. A special thanks goes out to the Snowflake Inn in Jackson, New Hampshire, the Christmas Farm Inn, and so many other people whom I will be mentioning down the line. But let's start out as we do every third Wednesday of the month. And I couldn't be happier than to begin my back to work. It's not even work. I love this. Back to what I do, which is broadcasting every day, as we have on Gary Silverman. He is the managing partner, chief investment officer for Blue Prairie Group, located in Chicago with offices in Atlanta, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Salem, and Tampa. And let me give you the website, because you get some remarkable information whether or not you utilize the services or not. We're providing this as a service. It's blueprairiegroup.com, blueprairiegroup.com. Long introduction here, Gary. So nice to have you back.
Well, Stu, thank you so much for having us back. We're delighted to be with you again.
Well, we love you. You've become a part of the show, and I'm happy to always say, gee, you know, I'm a new listener, just caught your show, so I have to put you through it again to give somewhat of a synopsis of what Blue Prairie Group does and to whom it caters.
I'd be delighted to do that. Blue Prairie Group is a fee-only registered investment advisory firm. We're based in Chicago, as you said, with offices around the country. That is Salem, Oregon, not Salem, Massachusetts, when you said Salem, just to let people know that. And we provide comprehensive, we have two main practice areas. We provide comprehensive wealth management services, investment management, long-range planning, estate plans, legacy philanthropy, that type of work for individuals and their families. And we also have an institutional practice that caters to mid-market, upper-mid-market companies, organizations, and helps them with their retirement plans, 401ks, 403bs, profit-sharing plans, pension plans, things like that.
All right, you're going to talk about socially responsible investing. We hear so much about socially responsible companies doing the right thing, cleaning up the environment, enforcing rules and regulations, offering benefits to employees. How do you relate that to socially responsible investing, which, again, is known as ESG, and for those who are unfamiliar with it, it's environmental, social, and governance.
So the socially responsible investing, when you think of the history of it, it probably came to the fore in a very niche kind of way back in the 60s and 70s. And at the time, it was a binary negative selection, I'll call it that. It was, does this company make weapons? Is this company involved with the military-industrial complex? Yes or no? If it's no, it's out. And that was in the time of the Vietnam War, a similar thing with South African apartheid? Does this company do business with South Africa, yes or no? And that was how this thing started. And I'd say today, socially responsible investing, also known as ESG, as you've pointed out, is a much kinder, gentler approach, focused much more on the positive, and it's a question of extent. To what extent does this company manage its carbon footprint? To what extent does this company have good employee relations? To what extent is this company a good corporate citizen in the neighborhoods and the communities where it works? To what extent does it have open and transparent financing without a lot of shenanigans going on? All those types of things that can now be viewed in a continuum. So to what degree do they have these things? And that's really changed the nature of socially responsible investing, brought it much more to the mainstream, which is why I think we're hearing so much more about it now than we did 20 or 30 years ago.
You know, for a lot of people, and I think there's a slow change, a mind transformation, so to speak, that there's a certain incompatibility between, and I'm just, it's just a general statement, between doing the right thing, the socially conscious thing, and making money. Having said that, investors are in the market for a number of reasons, primarily to make money. So why do most socially responsible investors choose to invest their money in this way?
Interestingly, when you look at the data, the old thought, as you just said, was, hey, if I limit my investment universe, I'm not going to invest in these companies or these kinds of companies. I'm not going to invest in tobacco companies or oil companies or wherever it is. Then you're limiting your investment choice, which means you're going to have less diversification. You're going to miss opportunities. And therefore, you should expect to have a lower return and or higher risk in your portfolio. And there was always a lot of discussion about, should you do that or should you just invest much more broadly in the markets, actively or passively or whatever it is, and then take your profits and give your excess money to charities that you want to support. That was one way of thinking. In recent years, and I'm talking about the last 3, 4, 5 years, several studies have come out by very respectable organizations, not just organizations focused on socially responsible investing, but Harvard University and others, that have shown that the better socially responsible companies over the long term, over a 10-year period, and they looked at different rolling 10-year periods, they actually outperformed the market. They actually did it with less risk, which is a phenomenal finding and almost flies in the face of general economic, you know, market theory with diversification and choices, except for the fact that we are no longer, we being the industry, no longer saying no, none of this, none of that. It's much more of a, as I said, a grading scale. How much of this company do you want relative to that company? So it's still looking at the S&P 500 companies and just weighting them differently, if you will. And the results have been actually surprisingly, in my opinion, quite good. And you don't have to sacrifice the way it was once thought you had to.
How does one go about making these socially responsible investments, and what products are available?
There again, the universe has changed quite a bit. It used to be hard to find socially responsible investments. You had to hire a manager who was focused on that. It would be a very niche-oriented manager. This is what they did. This is all they did. And it's different now. There are over 250 mutual fund and exchange-traded fund choices that focus specifically on socially responsible investing. There's another 200-plus separate accounts that are available on a lot of broad-based platforms. If you're working with a financial advisor, they probably have access to many, many of these. So that's close to 500 different publicly available choices. There's close to $750 billion in this market. So it's pretty big, and it's pretty easily accessible.
I want you to kind of relate this maybe with a little more detail about how Blue Prairie Group, for example, approaches this. I'm sure clients don't come in and you sit down and you say, look, we live in a socially conscious, socially responsible environment right now. We're recommending that you limit your investments to this. Don't invest in tobacco companies, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's a dramatization. But how do you incorporate what you're doing into someone's portfolio, and how do you approach it?
We don't force it on a client. Our approach is generally a much more open, broad-based approach. It's when we're talking with a client and getting to really know them, when we start to get a sense, or they directly tell us that this is important to them, and we'll probe that further and try to understand to what degree it's important and that type of thing. Once we know we're dealing with a client who has a desire to lean their portfolio towards socially conscious investing, socially responsible investing, we will then work with them. We'll still apply all of our same screens and criteria and due diligence, just like we do with every investment, looking for a good track record, broad-based diversification, long management tenure, low fees, relatively low turnover, all those kinds of things that we value in a general fund and a non-socially responsible fund, we apply to socially responsible investing. And then we look at the universe of funds that have those criteria. One of the things that we do is try to break down further. It's not just socially responsible investing. It's, are you focused on labor practices?
All right, let's pick it up right from there when we come back from a break. This is Stu Taylor. Gary Silverman, managing partner, Blue Prairie Group.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
All right, we're back, and we're dancing with Blue Prairie Group this morning. Delighted to have them on. And if you're looking for some sound advice regarding wealth management and how to invest, just go to the website. You know, this is entirely voluntary. You just go to blueprairiegroup.com. I don't have to spell it. That's what I love about websites. I don't have to spell. Just go to blueprairiegroup.com. And if you have any questions, you can contact the wonderful people over there. This is more of a public service than it is anything else. And rejoining us is Gary Silverman, managing partner and chief investment officer of Blue Prairie Group. And I think I kind of have to apologize. I kind of cut you off there at the break because you were talking, I believe, about the selection of socially responsible investments that put forth by Blue Prairie Group. You may want to wrap that up and we'll move on.
Sure. So as I was saying right before the break, that we apply all the same criteria, that we don't loosen the criteria just because we're looking at socially responsible funds for a particular client. So they have to be really, really good funds. And with the number of choices that are available, that's not hard to do. But then just instead of saying it's socially responsible, what we try to do is look at some data. There's a company out there called Sustainalytics that provides data on how socially responsible these funds are. And then we try to dig a little bit deeper because everyone's definition, what people are looking for with social responsible investing, whether it's not just social justice, but they're really concerned about promotion of females in the workplace, or they're really concerned about the treatment of farm animals, all those very specific type of things. So we try to match the client's very specific need with the fund itself. So it's not just, hey, here's a good SRI fund, good social responsible fund, but here's a good social responsible fund that focuses on the thing that you care most about. And it's that pairing that I think is where we add the most unique discrimination and value to for our client portfolios.
I guess I could ask this next question anytime, but I'll ask it now because this is what we're talking about. Why this topic and why now?
I think partly because of the growing prevalence of the millennial generation in the investment community. So as more and more millennials are entering their working years in their 30s, they're starting to put some money down. To a lesser extent, Gen X cares about this stuff. And so as they get a louder voice in the investment community, the industry has responded with increased options, increased products, which has helped price come down, which has made it much more interesting as an investment. One of the big factors that led to SRI funds underperforming where the fees involved. But now with so much competition, fees have come down. So it's been a virtuous circle with more demand leading to more product, leading to lower prices and better product, leading to more demand. And it's not atypical anymore for us to work with older boomers, folks in their 60s, whatever, and they're asking about social responsible investments, which I think 5, 6, 7 years ago, that demographic really wasn't asking for social responsible investing. So I think it's just that whole cycle of more demand creates more product, creates better product, creates more demand. And we're just seeing that start to escalate.
Gary, you certainly touched upon this in some depth earlier on the show regarding areas of socially conscious investing, but could you just make a distinction between the, and again, this is strictly terminology, and a lot of people don't know, between socially responsible investing and impact investing?
So this is Gary Silverman's view of that. It's not Blue Prairie Group's necessarily official response. There are terms that are often used interchangeably. I think that there's a difference. I think impact investing is when you're looking for what the company is doing. I want to invest in companies or a company that is, I'll make stuff up here, bringing clean drinking water to sub-Saharan Africa. I want to focus on that. And it's really a focus on the mission of the company, what the company is doing, what the impact that the company is having via their products and services, whereas socially responsible investing and the ESG criteria that you mentioned right at the outset is more about how a company behaves, how it does what it does, less about what it does. In many ways, impact investing is the positive analog to the way socially responsible investing started, which was with the negative, I don't want tobacco companies. Now it's, I want companies focused on clean energy. I want a company focused on, you know, clean drinking water or that type of thing. To me, that's what the difference is.
Okay. Well spoken. Think about what impact it has, and that socially responsible investing can really precipitate, initiate a change in the causes that investors support. What can you be a little, I know this is a really difficult question, you may not be able to answer it, but what are some of the things that investments do to decrease poverty, discrimination, do all the things that we all help will make this a better world? Is there any way to measure this?
It's very difficult to measure some of those types of things, and we at Blue Prairie Group certainly wouldn't try. But there are organizations out there, many of them are not-for-profits, that actually do exactly that. I mentioned Sustainalytics before as a company that digs into these types of criteria on over 4,500 companies worldwide, I believe, that they track and they rate and they evaluate. There's the Forum for Sustainable and Responsible Investing. I'll mention that as a great resource for people to go to learn more about this whole topic. But they also provide some insight and some data on these types of criteria on how a company is doing in these things. The things that they can do to, any topic that you pick, how do you – focused on reducing poverty. The company can have outreach programs that aren't in line with their core work, but they spend a lot of their philanthropic activities on specifically poverty. Or they are a micro lender specifically focused on the poorest communities, and they're lending in that community as part of their larger banking business would be another way of doing it. Things like that that a company like Sustainalytics can look at and evaluate.
Can you provide any other resources for people to acquire more information on this?
Well, I mentioned the two already, Sustainalytics and the Forum for Sustainable and Responsible Investing, which is ussif.org, if people want to look it up. It's not an obvious URL given their name. There's another company called Earthfolio that's out
there. All right, on that note, I have to cut it because I want to get in the last question. Sure. Just a yes or a no. I'm guessing that the average demographic of a socially responsible investor is someone really young and idealistic and someone really older who's made a ton of money. Accurate or inaccurate?
Inaccurate nowadays. That was true 10 years ago. It's inaccurate nowadays.
All right, we're going to have to leave. Please stay on as we go to a break, Gary. Thank you so much for joining us, Blue Prairie Group, and we'll see Gary again next month.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business.
Well, welcome right now. A special treat for you. As joining us is Louis DeFortereau. He is the global brand director for GH Mom Champagne. And he's here to talk with a new promotion that's just come out. And talk all about it. Louis, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
What is this promotion all about with champagne? It gets everybody kind of bubbly.
Yeah, I mean, we're actually launching the new bottle of Moom Champagne, that's Moom Grand Cordon, which is arriving to the U.S. today. So, so Moom has been the number one selling brand in the U.S. for more than a century, but we lost our position in the market, and we are keen on becoming, again, a great leader of the champagne in the market. So for this, we have designed a brand new bottle, which is absolutely outstanding, thanks to avant-garde designer Ross Lovegrove, who really took it seriously and brought the Cordon Rouge, which is our main graphic asset, the red sash, very beautifully in the bottle.
Yeah, and I want to say it's pronounced Moom up north of the border itself, and the border here in Mom, we'll refer to it here as Moom so people don't get confused. You have this is really a first in the sense that you're going to have a first of its kind brand film created with actor Kellan Lutz, who a lot of people are familiar with. And let me ask you what this incredible promotion is.
Well, you know, Moom Champagne has got a motto, which is there, win, celebrate. And we wanted to bring that to life through an interesting movie, which is kind of revolutionary in that sense that we're bringing our chef de cave, our cellar master, Didier Mariotti, to star that video together with the international actor Kellan Lutz. The whole idea is that Kellan is throwing a party in New York, but he realizes in the morning that there's no champagne. So he calls Didier, and Didier is in Reims. He's in Champagne region and tasting wine, obviously. And so Kellan asks a favor to Didier, and in a kind of, mission impossible, he asks Didier to bring the bottle by the sunset on the same day. So Didier gets on a trip from, a fast car to a jet, and then he's kind of skydives into the American sky, and then Kellan gets the bottle on a motorbike and runs through the city to bring the bottle to the party. So it's a new way, to integrate the Moom cellar master into the action of the movie for him to really stand for the values of the brand. There, win, celebrate.
I just have to say, for those who aren't familiar, and most people out there are, Kellan Lutz has attracted all this great attention all around the world, the Twilight saga. This film, just out of curiosity, I'm not asking you for a budget allocation, but how expensive was it to put this together? I mean, this is really an action film, and you're looking to take the reputation of this wine from the cellars and Rhymes all the way to New York. How big a deal is this?
Well, you know, we had this this cool idea, you know, just to have the Chef de Cave starring, Stella Master starring the movie. And because the brands got those values of, you know, pushing the limits, being avant-garde, being, you know, into the thrill of victory and the competition, we thought the best person to embody all this value would be our Moom Champagne Chef de Cave and Stella Master. So we had this beautiful idea, and then we brought it to life very easily because Kellen Lutz was a perfect fit with the brand because of those values, and he really liked the story, he liked the plot. So, you know, both Didier and Kellen found their ways very easily on set, and they had great fun rolling this movie.
Louis de Fortereau, the global brand director for G.H. Moom, it's spelled M-U-M-M for those who don't drink champagne, and you may want to try it because it is fantastic. The website is mumm.com, correct, Louis?
Yes, correct.
There are some production changes that are in this film. When I say changes, you've got kind of a whole brand new approach to doing this, and a lot of it is involving the audience who are part of this. It's highly unusual.
Yeah.
I don't recall anything like this being done.
Well, you know, that's one of the innovations that we're bringing with that movie, is that basically we're taking a point of view, the audience with us in the movie. So the viewer is constantly together with the bottle and the action. So it's following in a very innovative way of filming. And it's filming and then seeing the bottle going through the Champagne region, and then in the air, and then skydiving, and then in the New York City until reaching the party. So it's a very innovative way of filming, very immersive, which makes our audience part of the movie as well, which we wanted, you know, to convey stronger emotion.
Let me change the direction of this for a moment, Louis, and ask you about the Moom brand of champagne. What makes it so exceptional?
Well, in many respects, you know, Moom Champagne has been a great leader of the champagne industry. Started in 1827, you know, the house was founded at that time, and very quickly the founder, George Herman Moom, found a very interesting way to promote his champagne by introducing that red dash on the label. That was inspired by the Légion d'honneur, which is the highest civilian decoration in France. And that way he conveyed a lot of, you know, premiumness, a lot of luxury, a lot of excellence around the bottle. So in that respect, you know, Moom Champagne became the reference throughout the 19th century and the 20th century as the reference of quality champagne, up until leading the category early 20th century. And then in the U.S. specifically, you know, Moom Champagne has been extremely strong by being the first brand sold for more than 100 years in a row. And that's why the bottle, that very famous bottle with this red sash, is present in many, many movies, such as Casablanca and many others, because the Moom Champagne was the leading brand in the U.S. for decades. And it's always stood for, it's always stand for quality and excellence. You know, the motto of our founder, George Herman, was only the best. So he was sourcing the best grapes. He had the best terrains to grow the best wines. And it's always been a great reference for extreme quality.
How much persuasion did it take, if I can use that terminology, to get Kevin Lutz and Didier Mariotti to engage in this, what sounds like a high-risk venture? Did it take some persuasion?
Well, not really, because Didier Mariotti is very much in line with the style of the house, and everybody working on the brand, on this magnificent house of Champagne Moom, everybody is taking part of the values of the brand. So we're all daring, we're all thrilling, you know, we're all about pushing the limits and surpassing ourselves. So when the idea came up, actually, he really enjoyed it, and he was really on board. So, you know, and when the time, you know, came to skydive, he was more than happy to do it, actually.
what is the extent of this tour in terms of duration, And what other plans do you have in the future that you can talk about for Moom Champagne?
Well, you know, we've got lots of plans for the brand, and you know, the Moom House is set to have a brilliant future in the U.S. with the numerous activations that we have. You know, whether that be in being in throwing parties, the best celebration, and being you know, around and more present to the ends of consumers.
What closing comments would you like to make? You've got about maybe a little less than a minute. Is there something you'd like to talk about Moom Grand Cordon that we haven't talked about during the course of this interview?
No, I think that the Moom Grand Cordon bottle is absolutely lovely, beautiful. The wine's excellent. I would really invite all consumers who want to discover that magnificent brand to do it in one of the best restaurants and bars of the city.
Your job, it sounds fascinating. What as global brand director, what are your responsibilities? What's your role with GH Moom?
Well, the whole responsibility for this role is to define the commercial and marketing strategy for the brand globally. So it's about, you know, telling a story that resonates to consumers' mind and expanding it in all the markets of the world where we want the brand to be visible and activated.
Well, I just want to conclude this by saying bottoms up. Louis DeFortereau, Global Brand Director for GH Moom, M-U-M-M, GH Moom Champagne, unveiling the Moom Grand Cordon bottle. It's been a pleasure, Louis, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, this is Stu Taylor. We will be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a three-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
TheFourS.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
I'm Ralph Nader. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and unlike so many radio talk show hosts, he lets you talk. He doesn't overtalk. He doesn't shout. And we can have a good conversation whether or not we agree.
One of the first things you should do when you do radio, you should do it in life, too. It's really to be yourself and kind of open up in the form of a confessional. I guess I'm a little bit insecure because I get one of my big thrills when I say, hey, you're looking for a phenomenal meal? Go to Seasons 52. They've got two locations, Burlington, Massachusetts, Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. The website, if I could sneak this in, is Seasons 52. That's 52, seasons52.com. And people go and they contact me. You know, I'm so insecure. I want to make sure everybody likes me. And they call up and they thank me for sending them to this restaurant. It's really a good feeling. But I would never send anybody to anywhere and recommend anything that I didn't personally approve of. And I eat at Seasons 52 frequently. So I am telling you, if you're in the area, in Mass, it's worth a ride. If you're near Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, if you're near Burlington, Massachusetts, stop there. You'll send me an email and say, thanks for changing my life. Well, it may not be quite that dramatic, but joining us to talk about it is Dan Hebenstreit. He is the managing partner of one of the great restaurants you'll ever want to go to, and he's here to join us. Dan, welcome. It's great to have you with us, and I got absolutely dazzled by the trout again that I went back to. I get stuck on something there, and I love it so much. My wife says try something else, but I love the filet. I love the trout. I love the chicken. It's great to have you on.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Stu. How are you doing?
Oh, listen, I'm doing absolutely great, and looking forward to coming there again. It's just something that's one of the joys of my life, and here we are in summer. I hate to say it, we're almost halfway through summer, and with summer comes a brand new menu. So what have you got? Because I'm gonna take notes diligently here.
Alrighty. So the menu change happens on the 21st, so next week, And we have, of course, with summer, you have tomatoes, you have corn, we have figs coming in the middle of summer. So, for example, we have our roasted tomato soup coming on, our summer corn soup coming on. We're going to be featuring some prosciutto-wrapped figs, and then the figs will carry over to another dish, and it'll be on our fig and bacon flatbread. And as you know, we're very well known for our flatbread. It's a great way to start off the meal. Then we roll into to some tomatoes, the heirloom tomatoes, and we have an heirloom tomato and Hass avocado salad, one of my personal favorites. We have a watermelon and heirloom tomato salad that's coming on as well, which is an absolutely stunning dish visually, and I have a lot of anticipation that when these start coming out of the kitchen, everybody's going to be ordering one. We have a sweet corn and ricotta ravioli coming on, roasted summer corn skillet. And then one of the big challenges for our concept is to try to come up with a mac and cheese for adults that's enjoyable, which still adheres to our sort of health-conscious and calorie-conscious menu. And we have come up with a mac and cheese in brodo. And the brodo is we're cooking the pasta in the cheese broth to infuse the flavors of the cheese, and the cheese will be cheddar and Gruyere. And this dish is about 15, somewhere between 15 and 20 steps to make. It's absolutely amazing. We tasted it at our menu rollout meeting. It's amazing. And the calories are still low. And we got away with not doing bechamel, which is a very heavy base for something like a mac and cheese. We've got our version of it that adheres to Season 52 goal of low calories but great flavor. It works really well. And, of course, as you know, we have our mini selection, and our new mini coming on for the summer is the Traverse City Cherry Creme Brulee. We had it last year. It sold very well. These Traverse City cherries are coming from Michigan. They're full of flavor and tartness. The area where they come from is considered sort of the Napa Valley of cherry. So a lot of great and exciting things coming on the menu, and they all speak to summer and the summer season, and it's going to be phenomenal.
I want to get into restaurant week, but I have a question here that is always paramount in my mind since my background is business. And I think, and I'm not just blowing hot air here, I really mean it. Your prices are extremely reasonable. The menu is very health conscious, cholesterol wise, et cetera. You never sacrifice on the quality. I've never been in the restaurant business, but I certainly know enough people in it, and I know what it's about, and I've done radio restaurant shows. I mean, the costs are exorbitant today. How do you balance maintaining the quality, which is at such a high level, and keeping your costs down? How are you able to do it? I mean, can you answer that question?
Shortly, yes, in a sense of, you know, it's all about controls. It's all about the time that gets put in and developing the menu. As you know and you spoke to, we do keep our menu very simple. So there's not a lot going on in terms of we're not building in our prep stations big sauces. Like I mentioned, the bechamel, we're not doing a lot of that. We source phenomenal protein. We keep it simple. It's coming off our wood-fired grill, simple seasoning, and simple vegetables, simple produce. It's the sort of the KISS approach, you know, keep it simple, stupid. So we do that, and it really allows the flavors of the food to come through. But again, you know, it really starts with the sourcing of the product, and then it starts in prep. And then from there, the consistency becomes the big challenge. How do you get these dishes out on a daily basis to 3, 4, and sometimes up to well over 1,000 guests? And that's a challenge, and that's all about people and training and leading.
You know, and I know from having been there, if it ain't right, you ain't bringing it out. And
correct.
I love that. A lot of restaurants, you know, this one that was just in the news now, I'm not going to mention it. You know, they just want to bang out the meals, bring in the dollars. We've only got a minute left, so I've cut you short here. I want you to just talk about Restaurant Week real quickly here in the last minute.
Very quickly, Restaurant Week starting in August. Dates will be August 14th to the 19th, then a Saturday break, and then the 21st to the 26th. And again, that's in August.
All right. Anything else down the road that you can talk about that isn't subject to compliance?
No. Right now, we're just focused on the summer change and Restaurant Week. And then, you know, shortly after August, we'll start getting into our fall menu change. And, of course, you and I will be on air to talk about that again.
All right. Help me. What am I going to order next time I come in? You know, I've tried so much. Help me out here because I keep getting stuck. I love everything so much I get stuck on it. What should I order on my next trip?
We got to move you back from the trout, maybe go back to the lamb or the filet.
All right, we're going to do that. And again, let me give the website out. This is worth doing, and it's an experience. It's not just a meal. It's an experience, and it's Seasons 52. And go to seasons52.com. Dan Haven Street. This is like a great addiction for me. You know, I don't have any negative addictions. I'm perfect, but positive addiction, got to go to Seasons 52. Thanks a million for joining us. All right. We'll see you back here tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.